Hi. I'm a little nervous, but this is my story. I thank God that this is Thanksgiving week, and that if anybody has anything to be thankful here, it's me. I'm just thankful that I am here. I'm thankful to be alive, and thank God for all that he's done for me, especially in the last 2 years, bringing me through what he did these last 2 years. It's been truly amazing. But to begin with, I was saved when I was 14. I joined a church and was baptized when I was 15. But I didn't stay. I turned my back on the church a few years later, and I left. I said that I wouldn't come back. I'm sorry that I said that, because I need those words. Sometimes we do. But I was married. I had kids. I had 3 children. I didn't turn totally away from God. I know that he never turned his back on me. Thank God for that. You know, sometimes we do turn our back on God, but he's always there. No matter what, no matter why. Why me? Who knows? But things went along. My husband passed away. And I've never felt so alone in my life. We were together all the time. Everywhere he went, I went. Everywhere I went, he went. If he didn't go, I didn't go. If I didn't go, he didn't go. It was just the way it was. We were together. After he passed away, I felt so alone. My kids told me I needed to get out. I needed to do something. So I had a friend, and he called me. He wanted me to go to the American Legion. I never hung out in a bar. I hated bars. I don't, you know, this isn't like a normal bar. This is, you don't have to be in the bar. It's another room. And my friend was going to play music there, and he wanted me to come and hear him sing. And he said that if I came and listened, he would play a song just for me. So after a couple weeks, they talked me into going when he was there to sing. I went, and of all songs he played for me, he played A Long Black Train. In a bar in the American Legion, he played A Long Black Train to honor me, and he called me up front to be with him. You know, I never felt so alone in all my life. There's people there. They were, you know, there's Victory in Jesus, and they were swinging and going on, and yeah, right, okay. There's Victory in Jesus. Do they know about this? Why? Is God talking to me in the American Legion? I went home and I cried. And I thought, how can you be in a crowd? There were so many people there. I mean, it was crowded. There were so many people. How can you be in a crowd and feel alone? Feel like there was nobody there for you. I didn't know. All I could do was go home and pray. Lord, I can't do this. I don't want to be in a place like that. But what am I to do? And I could hear him say, you need to go back to church. You need to come back to me. And thank God. He didn't wait for me, like the song says. And as we were singing that, I thought that song was for me. He didn't wait for me to call out to him. He called out to me. Why me? I don't know. But he did. Well, I still didn't start coming back. And a few weeks later, I ran into Lois Bowes in Walmart. And she invited me to church. I had went to other churches, but I didn't feel comfortable. I didn't feel, I don't know, there was not, it had to be this one. And the Lord told me I had to go back to this church. This is the one that I said I wasn't coming back to. God knows why, I don't know. But thank God that he did. Thank God that Lois invited me to church. Well, they had the funeral dinner for my husband when he passed away. And I thought, well, they still remembered me. They knew. And I was so ever grateful. And thank you so much for doing that. And thank you, Lois, for inviting me back to church. And I promised that I'd come, and I went home and I thought, why did you do that? Now you gotta go. You know, if I promised somebody I'd do something, I had to do it. So I came to church. Of course, Pastor Dan announces he's going to preach on Revelation, start a series on Revelation. I got out in the car and I looked at Phyllis because she came with me. I said, well, there goes that story. I'm not coming back. And she said, why? I said, because he's going to start his sermons on Revelations and I don't want to hear it. But you know what? All that week, it was just like I had to come. I was praying. And the Lord said, you have to go back. You have to hear it. And you know what? I like Revelations now. It isn't that scary now that I know that I am going to be where I'm going to be. Facing death doesn't scare me. When I was in the hospital waiting on heart surgery, I wasn't afraid. I knew, you know, Lord, you brought me here for a reason. If you're going to bring me through it, bring me through it. If not, I'm going to be seeing you. And that was just my idea. But thank God that he brought me through. And thank God that he never gave up on me.
Amen.
And I did give up on him. But he brought me back. And thank you. Thank you for everybody here in this church, because you've all been so wonderful.